somehow, some way, we've got to work together in lifting up this generation, because the next generation is coming all too fast. And what that generation does not need to face is our way of saying, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. Because that seems to be the way and the walk right now. I'm not feeling it, therefore I'm not doing it. Can I have another check, please? We've got to inspire each other as creative minds to get back. Get back to what we were doing. And that is bringing forward new ideas and new approaches to being the greatest generation. Unplugged, because we will always say yes to creativity. Totally uncut, because we all make mistakes. So turn it into a tool. This is Arrow Unplugged. I was talking with Kevin Martin of Candlebox yesterday. Their brand new album is called Wolves. That got my attention because wolves, you know, everybody's going to say it. The wolf is my totem animal. If you go in there and you truly study what the wolf is all about, you'll find out, is it or is it not your totem animal? Is it controlling you? Are you listening to it? Are you activating your life because of the way that the wolf walks? And one of the things that he talked about was the strength of the wolf, or the way that the wolf, you have a good wolf and you have a bad wolf, and the way the wolf is shaped. It's almost like it's shaped, but it's shapeless, because you can't really determine what your wolf is all about. And I've always been inspired by the silent wolf. The silent wolf is the wolf that lays underneath the brush and watches life, plans things out, sits there and contemplates on what is going to happen next, and then scores his victory. But I'm just a people watcher. I'm a silent wolf. And I bring that up because I'd like to know what kind of a wolf you are. Everybody has a connection to the wolf, because there are so many different faces of the wolf. And which one are you? And is it inspiring to you to study the way of the animal kingdom? Hey, it's Arrow. This is The Choice. This is what I was writing while the sun was waking up on a brilliant new day. And today we're reading from September 15th, 2021. And really, today has nothing to do with a wolf. And yet it does. The silent wolf inside my writing self. And I asked myself, as the sun was rising this morning, is there an addiction to filling all things empty? Is there an addiction to filling all things empty? As a silent watcher, I see people trying to fill their lives with something, be it their house, be it their car, be it their heart, be it something. We're always trying to fill empty. Your heart, your house, other people's lives. Research shows that the attempt to escape emptiness is what causes addiction. So the focus isn't on the attraction or the self-prescribed healing, but rather the source of emptiness. One study shows that activating curiosity and compassion is a great start for filling what we think is empty. Curiosity and compassion. Learning about new things, challenging yourself to extend your imagination, then showing your family and or community how much you're willing to give by way of compassion. So the key word is activation. If you're feeling empty and you need to fill that emptiness with something, what is your choice? This is just the silent watcher, just asking you, the silent wolf underneath the brush. Because I see what we're doing to fill our lives, to fill that emptiness. But what I'm not seeing is what you're physically putting in there. And is it healing that emptiness? And there's a big chance that it's not. Because that's what addiction is. That's why people go to drugs. That's why people fill their hearts with alcohol. That's why they overshop. That's why they do things. I happen to work a lot. A lot. My wife works a lot. That is our lifestyle. That's been our lifestyle for 29 years. We work a lot. We are addicted to working. And I'll tell you the reason why. It's the fear of having nothing. See, right back to emptiness. What are you filling your emptiness with? The key word, once again, is activation, compassion, curiosity. Making way for flow to happen in your life, not to become stagnated. One problem is simply this. We're guilty of something. Too much to do and never enough time to get the entire experience. Which is why I have openly admitted that I live a life of windows. I know when I'm available and when I'm not available. Like, I'll give you a good example. My wife is at a movie premiere right now. We work for a movie promotions company. She's at a movie premiere. I have interviews up until 12 noon today. I couldn't go to the movie premiere because I have interviews. What's happening after 12 o'clock? Well, I have a movie premiere tonight. So you see what I mean? I mean, I have all of these windows. I know that once I am done inside this studio, I will start show prepping for tomorrow so that I will not feel empty. I live a life of windows, and I'm not the only one who does this. I just might be the first one that has identified it to you as such. Windows. Is there any way to change it? Activation. You got to activate it. Curiosity. Compassion. Why did I take up a job at a grocery store in September of 2020? Curiosity. I had never done anything like that before, and they happened to say, yeah, you can come on board. We're going to put you in customer service. Really? No, you don't put a radio person in customer service. And yet, the experience puts me right there in front of the community where I have compassion. It really does work, and I invite you to try it. Curiosity and compassion. I'm Arrow, and that's what I was writing while the sun was waking up on a brilliant new day.